Okay, I'm rolling. Recorder's going. Greg, let's just talk about, we've been seeing a lot of the social media posts and some of the horror stories with the livestock, especially. You're in Newman Grove, which is kind of in that northeastern part of Nebraska. What are conditions like on the ground for you?
Well, Randy, last week it was really, we got hit by 3 days storm, really. It started out as heavy rain, and then it turned to a little bit of ice, and then some snow, and then wind. But and the weathermen called it, the strength of a Category 2 hurricane. And I believe it just caused a lot of damage. Virtually every community in eastern Nebraska was affected in one way or another due to the flooding. Lots of property damage, lots of homes that were flooded, basements caving in, that type of thing. On the agricultural side, just wreaked havoc among most every farm in eastern Nebraska. You're looking at extreme mud conditions and cattle feedlot, lots of stress on cattle. People who are calving now are having extreme difficulties, a lot of death loss. You're looking at fields where if they're not underwater, they've been hit by heavy runoff. And what we've had was really last week 3 to 4 inches of rain, most common across eastern third of Nebraska, falling on snow-covered ground that was froze over 2 feet deep. And there's no way that any ground can assimilate any of that water, so it all ran off. And thus you see the damage of roads, bridges, farmland, and communities, businesses, homes, and that type of thing.
Well, that's what I was saying. Even if somebody wanted to try to get anything kind of moved, the infrastructure's not available at the moment, is it?
No, it really isn't. My county, Madison County, ran out of road close signs, and they're just putting up orange flags. There's just so much that needs attention. And this is going to take months to recover, to repair roads, bridges that are out. Where do you start? That's the dilemma that county and state officials are asking. And so, it's going to be a long time. I feel for those who have lost lives, loved ones. There were 3 or 4 deaths here in the area due to the flooding. Untold dollar amount for property damage. I haven't heard a figure, but it's just going to be very, very high. And Randy, with planting, really, usually on the calendar we're looking at April 20th as planters are rolling. I just don't see that happening. It's just going to be really have to turn hard and fast to dry out, let alone get things in place for that to happen.
Right. And well, you mentioned too, people don't know the area. It's quite hilly, so you get a lot of gully washes out of those side hills with that type of a rainstorm. It takes some time to get those leveled down so you can even get up and down the hills.
That's true. I mean, there are places where, that's going to need attention before a planter can hit the fields, and then it needs to be dry enough to work the dirt to get the fields in shape. A real problem is for the corn farmers who could not get fertilizer on last fall due to the extremely wet fall. We had a late harvest, and then it kept raining, and people were not able to get the anhydrous ammonia on. And, so now we're looking at conditions where there's no way they can get that on. And so corn needs that to get going. And that's going to be a real problem here to be addressed. And I'm not sure how that's going to be handled. And availability and just infrastructure getting it in and out is going to be difficult, too, with all these road conditions.
Yeah. You hearing anything as far as rail? Are rails okay, or did they get washed out, too, as far as railroads?
There was a section in Nebraska that some rail lines were compromised. I'm not sure how extensive that was. But we had 3 or 4 dams break in northeast Nebraska. And there's a wall of water that just comes through and just sweeps things away. I think the integrity of some of those rail lines and the bridges are still to be determined as officials look at that. I know there's a lot of highways that are limiting no semi-trucks. We want to make sure that these bridges are safe for heavier vehicles. And so it's a dilemma, and it is something that's going to have ramifications for a long time.
Alrighty. I just kind of was trying to run down people we could talk to in that area. And again, it's like you said, it's going to take months before we get back to, even if it's possible to get back to normal.
Right. And where's the money going to come from? I know the state is looking at some federal aid, hopefully, to come in and help with this. But, you know, you talk about a hurricane level Category 2 over hundreds and hundreds of miles that affects eastern Nebraska, you know, parts of Iowa, Kansas, and so forth. And then with all the river levels rising, and then getting into the spring, this could be 1993 in an epic type of year again in this part of the world.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. All righty. Anything else that we need to make note of that I didn't ask about?
Okay, let me think. See, I touched on calving, I think, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. Yep.
A little bit. And that type of thing. I think that's pretty much covers it, I can think of.
Is it mostly the cow-calf guys or a lot of feedlot damage too?
Well, there's the feedlot damage is just probably going to show up in reduced gains and lots of mud on these steers, that type of thing, just infrastructure, trying to get them in and out of yards and whatnot. That's been a real difficulty for those guys. For the cow-calf guys, boy, I mean, it's just like a disaster. It's been a lot of people have moved their calving dates up to February, March, and if it hadn't been for, you know, the cold, extreme cold and blizzards, then they got this to deal with. I've talked with neighbors who have lost a lot of head. I don't calve until mid-April, which around here is late anymore, but I'm really, really glad that there's no calves dropping in this.
Boy, that's for sure.
It's just such that it's just has drained. Literally drained the energy out of the guys, you know, working 24/7 trying to save calves and things like that.
Yeah.
And you know, they get born. Where do you go with them? There's no dry place. There's only so much barn space. A lot of people don't have barns anymore. And it's been really, really tough.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yep.
Well, good luck. We're praying for you guys down there. So.
Thanks.
Keep that in mind.
We need it. And absolutely. And let me see. So I've got your 800 number to call into the radio station.
Yeah.
Is it 701-795-0346? Is that also your number?
That'd be the dial-up number. It's actually 1315. Everything kind of rolls over to that same numbers. My number is the one I texted you from. That's my personal cell number.
That's your personal. Okay, I'm going to write that down. That's 218-230.
Yep. That's the one. Yeah, just keep that one because that's my cell number.
Okay, great.
So
I will make a note of that and put that in my book here.
Yeah, sounds good. I'll keep in touch here kind of as things go on here. Maybe I'll give you a call here in a couple of weeks or a month again to see how things are coming.
Yeah, absolutely. Glad to do it, Randy.
Alrighty.
You bet.
Thanks much, Greg.
Okay.
Good talking with you.